7:43 now. Seems spent a whole minute doing that. But we've got the time. We can be expansive here at the weekend. Let's get to technology news now with the man they call the Gadget Detective, simply because he is, Fevzi Turkup. Good morning, Fevzi.
Morning, Howard.
How are you this morning?
Yes, I'm good, thank you.
Now, listen, we've got a spring blush of stories to try and race through. We'll get through as much as we can. Very concerning, very much news for us because of our proximity to Heathrow. Near miss involving a passenger jet and more than one drone. This is starting to get serious.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time it's been reported that a single plane had a near miss with more than one drone. It was an Airbus A320. It was approaching Heathrow Airport last November. And it said that the plane came within about 75 feet. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, 500 metres of the aircraft at 5,500 feet. Interestingly enough, what are being called drones were described as two white orbed-shaped drones with antennas sticking out from them. I mean, in days gone by, they would have been called UFOs. They never found the people or whatever it was piloting those. So, I mean, they're assuming they're drones. I assume that they're drones. But interestingly, if you don't know who was piloting it, you don't know what it is.
But listen, that's
a UFO, isn't it?
That kind of distance is a hair's breadth when you're flying at hundreds of miles an hour in the sky. They have been talking, of course, about blocking the frequencies that these things are controlled with near airports.
Yeah, and they should be doing that. There are two technologies. One is the ability to block them, their frequencies, which is not a perfect method, but it may have some effect. The other is to have drones that have maps built into them, rather like, you know, a sat-nav type map into it, and it literally can't be flown into certain geo-fenced areas, which would include airports. Because, I mean, this is a problem. There was another incident last November in the approach to Edinburgh Airport. That's the one where it did come within 75 feet of a plane, and the official report said that a collision was avoided only by provenance. In other words, they were lucky. I mean, this has to be sorted because drones are increasingly cheap, and you can imagine if a terrorist got hold of one of these and decided to do this, it would be catastrophic. The rules are you can't fly a drone above 400 feet, and yet the police say that they are being flooded with reports involving drones.
Let's hope something is done before something bad happens, which we certainly don't want it to. Elon Musk. Now, he is a man who is much into space exploration, the cutting edge of technology, and I've been reading about the birth of this idea. He wants to start an underground road system.
Yeah, so he was speaking at one of these TED conferences, Technology, Entertainment and Design. This one was in Los Angeles, and he showed off a video showing how it might be possible to have vehicles travelling underground. And what would happen is a vehicle would drive on the ground onto a dock. It would disappear into the ground down a tube. I mean, it sounds like science fiction, but most of what Elon Musk does is science fiction until it becomes real. And then it would travel underground in this dock, so the car wouldn't be driving. It would be like on a fast conveyor.
Right,
and then
so when a little bit like
location,
those those things a lot of shops used to have, that they put the takings in, tube systems.
Yeah, sort of. But imagine a conveyor belt rather than being propelled along a tube. But actually, Elon Musk is developing a tube-based transport system, which is exactly what you've described, which is a pod in a tube that gets blasted with pressure behind it and shoots along there. I mean, the man is amazing. He reminds me a lot of Nikola Tesla.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah.
He's a bit all over the place, but he's doing it. And I thought, you know, he said something quite interesting. He said, "I'm not trying to be anyone's savior. I just want to think about a future and not feel sad."
But Nikola Tesla, I think, did he disappear? Certainly his work, Nikola Tesla's work disappeared because it was seen to be so far ahead of its time that certain people didn't want it out there.
Yeah, and also he didn't get the credit for all his work, and it sort of cropped up under other people's names at various points. So, yeah. So, but an amazing man. And, you know, he is a visionary, but he's quite an eccentric. If you read his book, you'll find out it's a very interesting life.
Okay, we've got time for the gadget of the week. Now, we've heard about Alexa and all the rest of it, but now there's a smart speaker from Amazon called the Echo Look. Now, I'm sure I saw a commercial for this on TV, and I thought, I don't like the look of it.
No, Well, opinion is divided because people are already a little bit edgy about the fact that the existing Echoes have got microphones that can hear you unless you switch them off, or better still, unplug them. This is, as you say, it's called the Echo Look. It's been unveiled this week. It's going to be $200 or thereabouts. It's not on sale yet, but it features a camera to capture a full-length selfie or video, and the way that it's intended to be used amongst the standard types of uses for these devices is that the Alexa smart assistant will give a verdict on the outfit choice and recommend clothes to buy. But it's quite interesting because Amazon won't just be able to sell you clothes, it will be able to make a judgment of you and work out whether you're pregnant.
Look, this will make me sound like such an old doily cart, but you know, whatever happened to thinking? Are we supposed to not think anymore?
You're very right, and this splits into two groups. So younger people tend to be happy to share moments, you know, via Snapchat and Instagram, and their general response has been positive, whereas older people, I'm not stating any names here, said, well, look, it's a considerable privacy concern, and you know, we don't need this. And also, you consider this sort of device, if people are dressing, it's probably going to be in a bedroom, and do you want a connected device with a camera on 24 hours when you know, in a bedroom?
Well, not unless I have sticky tape over the camera and the microphone.
Yes, which kind of, yes, I suppose you could.
It defeats the entire object.
Well, yes, and by the way, sticky tape over a microphone doesn't work. It only works over a camera. So maybe a bit of blue tack. But really, you know, I, as I've said to you before, you know, not in front of the Echo, darling. And if I don't want to be heard, I unplug mine. But otherwise, I'm happy to use it.
don't call me Shirley. So in terms of your star rating, because you always get your star rating for these things, where does the Echo Look rank?
Well, look, I haven't given it a star rating because this is strictly a preview of the technology. It really depends. As a device, it'll probably end up being a 4 because it's, you know, cutting edge, and it's the future. But that would not be, I mean, but if you're concerned about privacy or some such, then probably it's a 0. Right. It depends on your point of view, doesn't it?
Well, I think it probably does, like many things in this world. Febsey, thank you for that. If people want to ask you tech questions, shoot the breeze with you, where do they go?
Come and follow me on Twitter. It's at Gadget Detective. Be delighted to hear from you.
Febsey, I can hear the birds singing. You must have the window open wherever you are. the dawn chorus, Febs.
Do you think I should let them out? Okay, fair enough.
Very impressive. Unless, of course, it's another one of your high-tech effects. Who knows? Febsey Turkout, the Gadget Detective, back in 7 days.